Question: what new exercise trend will soon be kicking out spinning as the king of indoor cardio?
For the answer, let's ask personal trainer Fairfax Hackley in today's Best Body Report. Hiya, Hack.
How are you?
I'm good. Let's talk rowing and why rowing appears to be so effective.
Well, the reason being, it's the total body workout. Number one, it works your pecs, your shoulders, your traps, your biceps, triceps, your quads, your calves, your core, your lower back. It's the complete total body workout.
Are you missing anything there?
Your eyeballs.
Well,
they get bugged out.
Since it sounds so heavy duty, how many calories are we burning here in an hour?
Well, you know, Sean, you can burn up to 700 calories in a good workout. And that workout comprises either time or distance or splits, which are done in 500 meters, which are roughly 1,600 feet.
Now, when you're rowing, this is one exercise you want to do properly, right? Form is king.
Form is really king. Primarily, the reason why it fell out of favor is that a lot of people were experiencing lower back injuries or strain. And that was due primarily to the fact that it was a very intense exercise, but also they were using very poor technique. So there's four phases to that technique and called stroke, which is the catch, the drive, the finish, and the recovery. So if you're not doing those four phases, generally your technique is very poor.
Now, how do you measure results when you're doing this kind of program?
Well, number one, you can go by, as I said earlier, time, and you do want to start out slowly, or you can increase the intensity by working through splits. The normal competition distance is about 2,000 meters. Elite athletes take about 5.5. Novices take about 9 minutes. So it's, you know, it's pretty intense.
You know, it's interesting because sometimes you can look at a person's body and tell what sort of exercise they do. And rowers have that lean, tall sort of body, right? It works everything.
That's correct. They are actually amongst the most conditioned athletes on the planet. Decathletes and wrestlers run a close second or third.
Now, a lot of people still like to use the elliptical machine. How does rowing compare to the elliptical?
Well, rowing beats it by over 100 calories burnt per hour. Mm. And the reason being is that it's so versatile. You can change the stroke. You use more of your muscles to utilize it. And elliptical is more of a fixed angle going back and forth. And also, rowing is a lot more functional.
Do you have to row hard? Because you can get on a rowing machine and just be like, la, 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 or you can work it. What kind of a rate should somebody row at?
Well, the first thing that I like to advise people is, you know, really work on your technique and your form, go slow, and then increase the intensity or the distance. You have to be really, really careful because this will blow your heart rate right through the ceiling.
All right. Fairfax Hackley, personal trainer, today's Best Body Report.